Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Lil Mo needs a little bit more answers. The past gets revisited, and what's really good with Big Draco? Stay tuned. You're watching AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
I got to find a dance to do to this.
Right?
It's like
you
rock,
can do
is
just
right?
Bounce your shoulders.
I'm going to keep it 70s. I'm going to keep it groovy. Hey.
All right now.
What's good, Buzz family? Welcome to another after show for Marriage Boot Camp. Today we're covering season 14, episode 7, Breaking Bad. What's up with Carl? The past can be scary, and is Soja at his breaking point or nah? We also have fan shout-outs, news and gossip and predictions. We have our special segment, Counselor's Corner, and a lot more. But before all of that, allow us to introduce ourselves. I am one of your hosts. My name is Byron Kay, to my left.
And I'm still over here doing my bank head bounce for the audio listeners.
Get it.
What is going on, everybody? It is me, Jayla Rocks, and I'm back in the clubhouse.
Oh, not the clubhouse.
The clubhouse.
Hey, y'all. It's me, Sierra Stafford. Let's get into it, y'all.
Man, this episode was so emotional. Like, what did y'all feel about it?
Emotion.
I had a box of tissues waiting for me.
I think we all kind of teared up. I kind of peeped. You were tearing up. I was tearing
well,
up.
Well, I got astigmatism, girl. So it wasn't
that's
me
what
crying.
It was.
That's what
yeah,
it was some onions that you was chopping
that's
up.
That's all.
Okay. It will let you have it.
See, I shedded a thug tear like in my mind. I thought about it. I need one of them Lil Wayne teardrops right here.
I'm surprised I didn't cry as more what I usually would have. I was okay. I got makeup on. I can't do all that.
I mean, I saw you get a little emotional.
I was like,
You did the little fan. You did the little dab.
With the tear ducts. You got to grab the tear ducts.
You know, I got to get in it.
Man, you know who's really teared up, though? Lil Mo, because Carl is putting her through the ringer. Like, is he cheating or, like, what's going on? Why is he hiding this thing?
I feel like everyone else. That's stupid. Like, you're surrounded by cameras. Like, I know you dumb, but she was right. You're dumb. Like. It's kind of like,
well, I told
you don't
y'all
even
that.
Care, kind
of. Did I or did I not tell you that?
I mean, I you said, always tell us
Carl
everything.
Ain't got all of his marbles. I've been saying that since episode
don't
one.
Nobody got all their marbles.
But no, but Carl is one that's like...
He's been hitting his head too many times.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
Lost a little brain cell.
You got the Muhammad Ali
yeah.
syndrome.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I'm
that
sorry
boxing,
about that.
That knocks some sense out.
I get it, though. I think he feels a little violated. Like, he's in the wrong, but he feels violated because, like, he can't do nothing in peace. He can't cheat in peace. Like, that's crazy.
Don't treat it
he can't cheat in peace. But no, I do think that, like, whether he's right or wrong, he should at least be upfront about it and be ready to deal with whatever he needs to deal with. And then it made me think, like, why isn't he being upfront? And then it made sense when he covered up the camera. And he said in the confessional, we're mic'd up and cameras are watching. So whatever it is, maybe he just doesn't want it on TV. Maybe it's not that bad, but he don't want it on TV.
I mean, I get that, but you FaceTime her on TV. So I don't know what you're expecting, fam. Like,
right.
I don't understand.
But my thing is, if I'm going to go on TV with somebody, say we a couple, and we go on TV, I'm going to tell you everything that
beforehand.
I didn't tell you so you won't be in there knocking me out in the face and we be going to jail.
You would think they would do that, though.
We're going to be a Sean and Dom. We're going to be the complacent couple of it.
Yeah, but I'm not going to tell you like a week before so you can say, no, we're not going to go. I'm going to tell you like when episode one when we pull up
when
in the car. Just so you know, by the way.
They might ask you this.
Right. They might ask you this because I think I talked about it. But I don't know. And for Carl to say that this is his quote-unquote personal business, your personal business should include your wife, don't you think?
Yeah.
But it's your life, Carl. Keep FaceTiming. Well, at least you got an iPhone. Because if he's like, you can't like FaceTime with green messages, so...
It's just crazy because I feel like that camera was in the perfect position. They had the camera set up in such a way where they could literally see over his shoulder onto the phone screen. So it's like, you had to feel that camera there or something. Like, yeah. it was too perfect. And they pulled out the pictures and stuff, like they was in court or something.
Honestly, I'm gonna be honest, the whole scene in general, whether it's stage, whether it's production, whether it's Carl, I think it's all annoying because it's at the end of the day, you're on national TV, why would you do something stupid?
And it's at the expense of Lil Mo, too.
Or if it was innocent production, why would y'all even set up something so obvious like that?
Yeah.
I don't know. So the whole situation in general is just bugging me out. Like, yeah. I'm just
What's
over
bugging
it.
Me out is that. I agree.
It's just annoying.
I'm waiting for Lil Mo to give me a Lil Mo. Like, I want her.
She's giving
you
her tears and everything.
Honestly, I don't need her tears. I need her to pop off. Like, she normally pop off.
You know what it is, though? You know what it is? I think she's... Have you been so fed up that you're calm?
That's the worst one. That's the worst one right there.
I agree. I think she's there, but she's so fed up. Because you heard her. She was like, she's been through this before, for one. Mm-hmm. She said, is that the girl? So she's been through this. She says, is this the girl that you... So I'm like, okay. So you aware of this?
I don't know. I wanted to see Lil Mo pop off.
She actually surprised me because I thought she was just going to walk out right there. So the fact that she's still around and she even said,
they
like,
made up.
I love
they kissed
you.
And made up.
Well, yeah. Like, in the words of the great Tamar Braxton, if you ain't going to do nothing about it, let your man cheat in peace.
Nah, see, I think she's not trying. She's just not trying to do the 666 thing.
If you ain't
going to
do nothing about it, let your man cheat in peace.
That's truly true because it's like you either going to stay or you not.
And it seemed like she's staying, so.
But we don't know to what extent he's cheating, though. I get it.
What
it's
you
still,
mean to what extent? Ain't no extent.
I think there
Are
is.
Are you justifying cheating right now, Byron K?
I think in this situation, we don't know, because we ain't got all the answers, Sway.
Okay. Oof. Well, I think we got all the answers. Limo gave them to us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we got the nice printout. We're going to give some good fan shout-outs later on. Get ready for that, y'all. Get ready for that. But before the fan shout-outs, let us also shout out how much we love y'all.
Oh, my God. So, yes, we just want to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. And for us to continue to grow, we could use your help. Mm-hmm. So if you're on YouTube right now in our live chat, make sure you hit the thumbs up right now and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes with our audio listeners, give a little ASMR. Give us a 5-star rating. But guess what? No matter where you are, leave us a comment and let us know what you think about us. How we looking? Are we slaying? Are we not? And get involved in the conversation. So... yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for watching every week. All 10,000 and a million, 5,000 and 55 and 3 cents.
Bang, bang. Thank y'all. We love y'all. We love y'all.
I don't know if that was a real number, but okay.
It worked. It made sense.
They're here for it.
But you know what started to make sense in the episode? As they went through the first challenge, they started to pull, like, from everybody's past in the challenge and, like, try to make sense of it to make it, like, mm-hmm. match up with their relationship and everything. That thing was crazy. That thing really was emotional.
It's one of my favorite challenges that they do on Marriage Bootcamp because this is when we get to see, like, it's not summer camp, and this is, like, when this starts to get, like, really real, and this is, like, self-discovery all over again. And we get to pull the mask off from what we see on Instagram, and mm-hmm. we actually deal with our issues. So this is one of my favorite ones, and it's so emotional. So
and it's crazy that literally every single person went through something.
Oh, absolutely.
There was not one person that had a story to tell. So that was very interesting to see. And then you would never think some of these things about these people, you know? So I think it was good to see, you know, just them open up, we see another side of them. And it kind of makes sense to why some of them do act the way they act. So, you know, it gave me some answers, too, to why, you know, why they always acting the way they acting. So
there was just so much, like, violence in all their past. So, like, there was a lot of losses. So, like, Soulja Boy didn't really have his mom. Waka had so many losses. Tammy lost people close to her. I think her cousin, her brother. Carl lost people. And then Jessica and Mo were abused. There was just so much violence in their past.
So I feel like to get through it, you have to find bond. They all found bond in their tragic stories. And how can we, you know, finally cover up the dirt, you know, put the dirt on it and move forward.
Yeah.
You know?
But
so, go ahead.
But I do love at the end, though, how they all met in the kitchen. They had a toast, you know, toast to their past. Because at the end of the day, they all came from something rocky. But regardless of how their relationship status is, they all have some type of brand on their own.
Yeah.
So it's good to see that they all made it from wherever they came from at the end of the day. Whether their relationship is perfect or not, them individually, they all came from somewhere. And they all made it at the end of the day.
Do you think that they're, like, healed from doing this challenge, or do you think that there's still, like, a lot more
to go? I think it was probably a starting point.
Yeah, that is
I don't
a good
think this
answer.
One thing could just heal you from something like that, especially if you've been living that way your entire life. So I think this was a gateway, because some people said they never even talked about it until today.
Yeah.
So it was definitely a icebreaker for them. Mm. So I Yeah, I don't think it was.
And I think even bigger than just them, it made us all like think about our childhood and how it affected us growing up and everything. Because I'm pretty sure all of us could relate to at least one person that was there.
Yeah, I could see myself in some aspect,
especially like, and I think this is something that's more so not everybody can be affected by it, but I definitely think in the Black community there's a higher rate of single parent households. Or, like, just dysfunctional households where you either have one parent or sometimes not even any parent. So, sometimes the kid has to step up and take care of everybody. And I think that's something that we can relate. Or at least me, I can definitely relate to that.
Yeah, for me, I couldn't relate to the things that happen, but it makes me realize, you know, what I don't want for others, you know, or my children growing up. So, it's kind of a learning thing for me because, like I said, I never have to go through those type of things. But, you know, it is a learning experience, you know. To try to avoid those type of situations, or if someone I know is in a situation, how do I handle it, and how do I protect them when I have my own kid? How do I want them to be able to, don't be afraid to tell me anything, whether you're trying to protect me, whether you're trying to, don't ever hide anything from me. So it taught me some things,
basically. And I feel like it's that now. So I'm putting my preacher hat on right
now. Go ahead. We get
every
ready.
Week,
at least once a week. I feel like, you know, growing up in the South in a religious background and, you know, upbringing, therapy really didn't exist. Like, you want to go to therapy because mental illness is the number one for us as a community. Because if you go forth and you say, this is how I feel about certain things, or this is how I feel about myself, you're labeled as nonsense or crazy or shut down. Mm-hmm. So that
or
causes...
lame.
Yeah, and if you say, oh, you know, I know I've been told Black people don't go to therapy. We talk it out or we figure it out or, you know, stuff like that.
I think part of that is because a lot of Black people can't even afford therapy because that's money.
Listen.
Well, I mean, not all Black people, but I mean...
we get you.
I just feel like that's a lot of especially for the men, have to deal with their problems.
Yeah.
Like Sean mentioned, we don't cry where we come from.
Sign of weakness.
And that's a sign of weakness. But if you don't cry, you're holding in all the anger, and then you go and rob somebody, or you kill somebody, or you shoot somebody. So there's a lot of like built up things there where we don't really talk about, and we just ignore it. And I feel like that should.
It's kind of like that.
Let's let it go.
It's kind of like that tweet. I don't know if y'all have on Twitter, but it's been going viral. That what's the little thing? What does the Black parent say when you say I'm depressed or sad? And they, like, everyone gives a response to what a Black household would say.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Mom, I'm depressed. Girl, you don't know about being depressed. Like, right. Like stuff like that.
You're too young to be depressed.
Yeah, you're too young to be depressed. Go wash some dishes. That's depressing. Like,
like some people. It's funny now, but it's
funny,
really not.
It's funny, but it was like, as I'm reading the tweets, it's like we're all making the same jokes, but it's just true.
Yeah.
That's the responses that we got. Like, girl, you ain't depressed. You don't know about being depressed. I got a full-time job. You ain't depressed. So it's like, you really do get our feelings pushed on the back burner a lot growing up, because it's like we're so used to being so just tough and just figure it out and just so, and that's not right all the time.
I like that you mentioned that, because I think just having the platform now is therapeutic for people who don't have access to therapy, because now you can go online and see a million other people retweeting and feeling the same way that you feel. Whereas back in the day, like, you didn't really have nobody like
to relate to.
Everything was just so under the rug. Nowadays, we live in this culture and this society where everything is just out in the open, or if it's not in the open already, you can pull it to the open. You can bring it up from 10 years in the past.
Crazy.
So now we can watch shows like this. We can have conversations like these. We can hop on social media and we can see everybody else is crazy to let us see that, like, what
we're
we
not
have,
the only ones.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a comfort for some people. Like, I'm not the only one going through this.
It definitely makes me feel good. Like, not seeing other people do bad, but it's like, man, they're going through the same thing I went through last year when I was growing up. Or, like, I can relate to this person. Let me reply to this and let them know that they're not alone. So it's cool because we can reach each other as a community.
Or if you see somebody that went through it and see them overcome it, it's like, if they overcame it, I can do it too.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the end of the day. It's still a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, and on this show, that's a testament to their strength and their character. Just the fact that I think it was Jessica that said it, like, I went through that, but I'm still here, so you can make it too. Like, just remember that you can still make it no matter what.
Exactly.
So that showed a lot, man.
Yeah, I liked it.
But so Soulja, he broke down. I did not expect that. I think that was the first time all season.
Yeah, we see him cry, actually.
Maybe you didn't have no weed, that's why.
No,
he's that'll, that'll make you cry,
he,
though.
He rolled up too.
Yeah, I guess it's not. No, he do make you cry now.
He did roll up a fatty, though, too.
Oh, gosh.
When I saw Soulja's, like, child version of him saying, like, you know, I'm the boss. I mean, I didn't see a difference in the, that's how he acts. That's how he looks to me. If he's saying, I'm the boss, and he's, like, 4 foot two, he's still a little boy claiming the shots. And you're like, boy, if you don't go sit down.
Soulja boy. So you basically saying when you watched Little Boy, you still was looking at the grown Soulja.
Right.
Okay.
Dang. Oh,
cool.
Facts.
Jayla Rocks is not a fan.
I said period.
I didn't say I wasn't a fan. I just, well, I did say that that's how he's been.
I said what I said. Yeah. That's what she said.
So do you think he's actually growing through this whole thing? Like, for real, for real.
Can I answer that?
Go ahead. It's open floor.
Because, you know, when you just watch Nia and Soulja talk, and, you know, he's trying to, you can tell she's being more standoffish. She's, like, doing all this. And she's basically saying, like, I don't think you can change. And, like I said last week, I feel for her.
Yeah.
Because it's like with him, if I'm going to believe you, I need consistency.
Yeah.
And I feel like with him, he's speaking in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's bugging me. And I think that's what's bugging me.
And I think
Nia.
He's always been that way, too. He's always been
exactly.
an in the moment person.
Exactly. And then so it's kind of upsetting me when he's like, you trying to embarrass me on this show. I'm over here doing all this. And it's like, you probably are, but it's for the moment. She knows the real you. And no.
And he's up and down, too. He has his moment, then it's gone.
So I feel Nia, like, it sound good, player, but you just saying it for the
moment. I think right now, she's not even thinking about a relationship. Right now, she took a back seat, and now she's playing more of a supportive role in his life, where it's like, I think he's going through something, I just want to make sure he's okay type of thing. Not
but
even like, I want
to
be with him.
She needs to get to a point where it says, I want the best for you, but I'm going to wish you luck, because I'm going to discover Nia all over again.
I'm going to give you the best luck from a distance.
Exactly. She needs to love Soulja from a distance, because I think she's trying to hold him too close. Kind of like what Mo is doing, because they even talked about Mo. Like, she's, like, in a sense, trying to protect Carl the same way she tried to protect her father by not talking about what she was going through. And so I think Nia's trying to protect Soulja Boy, too. But it's like, you got to...
That's a very selfless thing, but also very selfish for them.
Because if people take advantage of it, you're going to be on marriage boot camp screaming and yelling, and he's going to be FaceTiming somebody else because he doesn't really appreciate it.
And unfortunately, taking somebody back doesn't let them learn their lesson.
It doesn't.
And it's crazy.
It shows that they can get away with
it.
It enables them.
And that's not the point of the lesson we want, but it's always how it ends up. It's like, I took you back because I wanted you to. That didn't mean come back and still do the same thing, but it never goes that way.
Yeah. Would you say Soulja's at his breaking point right now? Because he kind of blew up at the end of the episode for no reason. Like, I don't know where it came from.
Yeah, was going to sleep. Like, why was you yelling?
I want to know why it escalated.
I think he just wanted pity.
I think a lot of it had to do with the editing, too, just to kind of play a character
that too.
Up.
But I think Soulja Boy always wanted to be the Soulja Boy show. The big Draco show.
And that, we seen her sleeping in her nest, and he was in her bed, so they weren't sleeping together either. So.
Yeah. Do you think that he was trying to steer the pot by sleeping on the couch that one night, or do you think that
he really
was just fed up? That was the punishment, wasn't it?
Yeah, he had to sleep on the couch. Remember, because he even said, I didn't want to sleep on the couch, but I had to.
Yeah.
So now he had to sleep on the couch.
I don't know, man. Soulja, he needs some help, man. He needs some help. His 2 weeks are over, too. I'm sad about that. He had his 2 weeks of fame, and then he's, like, back to just Soulja Boy. There's no more Big Draco.
I'm glad. Thank you. So we can stop hearing about
Big Draco!
Every week.
I mean, he's still a little
Byron
Draco.
Byron K. and Big Draco.
Listen, man.
He's still lit, though.
Yeah, he's still lit, but I thought this moment was going to last for a little bit. I thought he was just going to be on, but he's just...
We'll get into that.
We tried to tell you that, but it's okay.
He coasting, man. You just got to have some faith in him.
Breaking the cycle, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
It's the theme of the week.
Bang,
break
bang.
The cycle.
But you know what? What I actually... This has kind of surprised me that Lil Fizz admitted that, you know, music is not his real love. He literally said, I was popped into this. He wanted to be a basketball player, but, you know, that's when B2K came. He was like, of course, I took it because I thought I could take care of my family by doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I put my basketball life on hold. And now that they broke up, it's kind of like... Well, I have nothing.
He still had great moments, though. And that's something nice to be thrown into. Just be thrown into, like, one of the most poppin' boy groups of the new millennium.
But that is,
think
but
of
to
the
hear
trauma,
some,
though.
Exactly. But to hear somebody physically say, I don't have a true passion for this.
Yeah.
That I've never heard an artist say that, you know? Yeah. So it's kind of like, wow.
And that makes sense because, like, we never talk about, hey, you heard that new Lil Fizz. Like, he don't be making music like that for real. So
no,
it makes sense.
That's why I said when he said I
What's
was
funny,
like, oh.
Jayla? What's funny? What's funny, bruh?
Hey, Lil Fizz working on new music. You ain't never heard
Listen.
That.
Hey, y'all cop that new Fizz?
Well, I can do without good lotion. which is Fizz's song.
That good lotion. Oh, oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
You heard it?
Yeah. No, I haven't.
Mona tried to help him with something. It broke my heart to see Drew admit that he wasn't feeling the B2K thing. Is it because he said the group didn't last?
And he still feel like he had to still do something for his family.
Then he had to deal with those rumors that came up after, too. Because, like, the whole group was just thrown into those rumors. You know when Raz B came out and started saying, like, all the stuff?
No. And they okay, all but had we're to not going to slam that. My friend.
I'm not slamming him, but it's the truth. They all had to deal with the same thing.
We can move on.
That's our friend. Okay, move on.
So, speaking of B2K, their millennial tour starts soon.
Hey.
Did you get your tickets?
No.
Okay.
You should get us the tickets. You got the hookup. You right? got the plug.
Look, that's
Miss,
your friend,
I got a friend.
Right? Look, give us some tickets.
Listen, let's see what the chat says. Who's
what they,
up in the
what
chat?
They saying? What they saying?
Jasmine Taylor said this episode was so emotional. Did you have your box of tissues, girl? Because I know I did. My little, what are they called?
Kleenex.
That
was a mission.
The
box,
lotion
though.
Ones, though.
Oh,
good for your nose.
Not the one in
that smooth lotion, not the one Christy. That Fizz was talking about.
Not the good lotion, but just some lotion.
Got it. Okay, shout out to you. Was there anything else that stood out to y'all about the episode?
I'm trying to think.
I mean, it was just like it was just emotional.
All together,
it was.
Oh, I know what I wanted to bring up. Back to breaking the cycle.
Mm-hmm.
This is the question for everybody who's watching this, and feel free to comment in the bottom comment section or in the live chat if you're watching, and also comment on the iTunes if you're watching. I'm sorry, listening. Is it possible to be friends with your ex?
I think it is. It is. It depends on who left who and who feels what type of way, but yes.
I'm going to say yes after a while.
Elaborate.
I'm just because
after y'all
I'm
both
friends,
moved on.
Because I'm friends with, well, I'm not going to say I'm friends, but like I'm cool with a lot of my exes and it's just cool.
Same.
But it took time though. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying over a while. Like right off the back, I can't be your friend. Like you can't say, oh, I don't want to be with you, but let's be friends. So, because it's like, you got to get over that hurt. You got to get over that. But
give
for
it a
me,
year. Just give it a quick year.
Yeah. But for me, most of my exes, like, you know, I still rock with them because I was with you for a reason. You know what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. And a lot of people I was with, we were friends first. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, I can be friends with you, but over time, not just right off the bat. So, I think it's possible, yes.
I do, too, because I think you attract basically, like, who you are, the type of person that you are. So, obviously, if you're going to connect with somebody, like, there's going to be something real there. So, even after the relationship ends, you're still going to see what you originally saw in them. Like she said, basically a friendship.
And after, and over time, you're going to eventually not care. Like, it's just...
Yeah, especially once y'all both move on.
Yeah, once you both, it's like, okay, whatever. But she not with it.
She not.
Even she not. Like for years like, later? What
for the audio listeners,
she was
I
like, to the left, to the left.
I just did my to the left dance.
She did her thank you next dance.
So even like, if even years later, no? Yes, not. Okay.
That was
hate to be jealous, ex.
Right. You know what? We're going to go straight over into our special segment,
let's
guys.
Do it.
We like to call it Counselor's Corner. Where's the music? There we go.
I love it. What is the
it,
real
it's
song?
It's soothing. I don't know.
Because I think Snippy. I would like it with the words to it.
I don't think there's no words, girl.
No, this came from somewhere.
But guess what? Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Counselor's Corner, where we give you some insight based off of the things that we've watched and we've taken in ourselves from this week's episode of Marriage Bootcamp Hip Hop Edition.
Ooh.
So I want to go first.
Go ahead.
If I can.
Start this thing off.
Okay, I'm going to set it off to the left. So I put, in order to heal, visit, put your baggage in the rightful place, and keep moving forward.
Ooh.
And what that means is... tie the bag up, stop carrying it. It hurts less when you let it go, and it's enough less weight when you let it go.
So should you throw it away or recycle?
Uh-oh. Oh no, I've been really bad at recycling it, but I think I'm good now. I'm gonna put it in the black bin.
Okay,
I'm good.
So like, just straight trash. It's
yeah,
out of here.
It's trash. I've learned to visit my personal traumas and. You know, put a seal on it and not let that not be a reason why I am, quote unquote, who I am today.
Okay, so, that's smart. That makes sense. What about you? What's your counselor's corner, Miss Sierra?
Woo, child. You know.
Eyebrows on fleek.
Thank you, by the way. honestly, what I got from this episode for me personally is that now that you've seen what your partner go through, because a lot of people say, you know, they didn't hear this until today. So I feel like kind of now that you heard what your partner has come through, try to be, you know, sentimental to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And try to understand each other more based off of that.
That's good.
So, because it was kind of, you know, it kind of opened up why I may be crazy or why I may be like this. So, I think everyone should take in, like, okay, this is why my wife is like this or my husband like this.
You know what? I'm going to just parlay yours straight into mine. So, my counselor's corner isn't something that I got from this particular episode, but it pertains mm-hmm. to this particular episode.
Okay.
I heard it a while ago. Not sure who or under what context, but I remember it went something like this. If you could read someone's life story or watch their whole movie play out, you wouldn't hate anybody on the planet.
That's true.
And I agree. Okay. Because, like, just listen to all these people tell their stories. It doesn't matter if you like them or not. Like, you have, like, you feel something for all of these people, period. No matter if you like them on the show or not. And it's the same way. If somebody could read your life story. Somebody could read your life story or watch your movie, nobody would dislike Jayla Rocks. The same with Sierra B. Chastain.
Well, they can't. Because my movie going to be good.
It's going to be epic.
It's going to be epic. Period.
Period.
But yeah, that is my counselor's corner.
Well,
you know?
All right. Well, I hope that you listeners and viewers have taken something back home to you and live it in your real life.
Yeah. Yes.
And let us know if you got anything from this episode, too, because I definitely love to read what other people got from it.
Yes.
Speaking of got, it's time for this news
what
and
you got?
Gossip. Ooh, let's get straight to it. All right, so first we are going to start with Big Draco and Chyna. As you know, they've been seen together around the time of Valentine's Day. And I didn't really believe that it was a thing because, you know, they're both social media. Like, they know what
gurus.
They're doing when it comes
to crazy.
That part. They know what they're doing, so I figured. But, of course, according to TMZ, who first reported the news, Chyna and Soulja Boy decided to go their separate ways, big shocker, after a heated argument about each other's intentions in the relationship. And Soulja Boy went on to say something along the lines of, I just wanted to see what that punani.
We have the actual comment? We have the tweet of when he tweeted that.
All right. Well, we got the tweet. We're going to pull up the tweet.
Well, what did it say?
So, there we go. So,
I just wanted to see what
the cat felt like.
So, basically saying that's why he, you know, only reason why he wanted to get with Chyna. But then he came and backed her out of that tweet and he said, made a public apology. Basically saying, you know, I apologize for Chyna and my fans for coming at her that way. You know, we still good people at the end of the day. We're still friends. So, it's like, so
I am not here for any of it. We're not here for Drano.
Yeah, so this whole storyline, oh, not storyline, but this whole
storyline.
Whatever it is, it's dead. The story's over. The book has been closed.
But when it started, it was over. So
it was over before it started.
We're not here for Drano.
I'm sorry. Anything with Black Chyna now, I'm just not here for it. Yeah. It wasn't even nothing with Soulja Boy. It was just her for me. I'm sorry.
If anything, it was more of a good look for her because Soulja Boy was popping at the time. So who knows? He's still kind of popping.
All right, what's next, child?
Man, so we have Miss Jessica Dimes. She wished her wonderful man a happy birthday, Mr. Shine. She said, I am so proud of you. I love you. You are a great father, husband, and best friend. Here's to many more together. So you see the flame is still burning very hot.
Yeah, yes, I love them.
Based off of, like, I'm in love with their Valentine's sweet to each other and now the birthday. So maybe Marriage Boot Camp really did kind of help their relationship because
I
now
think,
they love each
other.
Or even if it didn't directly help them, it helped us by watching them so we could see how stuff like
so
that is supposed to go.
So now we're even more fans of them.
But I do think it really helped them, though.
I think so, too. And then, finally, we have the B2K members getting ready for tour. We just have a quick video clip playing of them in the studio rehearsing. Let's play it.
I love this.
For the people who can hear but not see, this is straight vintage B2K in the chairs.
What are they saying?
Their names.
Omarion.
They're breaking it down for y'all. If you're listening, just know they're breaking it down in the chairs. Popping and locking.
They're getting it. I saw that video. I love it.
They got a bunch of good comments on this video. People are looking forward to the tour. We definitely know Miss J. LaRox is looking forward to the tour.
I am. We I got my jersey dress.
We expect you to come back with some behind the scenes photography.
Like, what? We need a whole fan, everything.
We need some exclusive. We need some exclusive pictures from you. We need some exclusive video. And maybe even an exclusive interview that we can air right here from backstage.
Well, I was the one that Carl was FaceTiming on. I'm just saying.
Well.
So kidding.
Well, we're going to see.
Right here, right now.
We're going to see.
They got a limo coming through the door.
Well, we got some more exclusiveness from our fans last week.
You know, what we got?
That was watching. We got a little game we're going to play real quickly, too. So we're going to start with the game.
We have a few fan shout outs. You want to do the game last?
Or
do you
want we'll do the game last.
All right, cool. Let's start up top. So Cindy Williams said, I believe Carl is capital IS. That's stupid. I wish that Lil Mo would just take a breath and love herself and her kids. And also, she said, really love you guys. So thank you. We love you, too.
The kids got to do with you. Thank you. We love you.
And yes, and I agree with you and Lil Mo. If he really did it like that in front of the cameras like that, it is very stupid. I just think that he should have came. He should have just came up front with it and just said what he was doing. That's exactly what I believe. Then we got a comment from Paul Moore saying, love the balance of this panel with all the emojis looking just like this. Thank you, man. We try. Honestly, they make me look so good. They be killing the game. I'm just trying to keep up.
No, you be killing it, too.
You be killing it, too.
And then Rakita Dobie, shout out for you. You stay tuned in every single week. You Liddy. We gonna have to work something out with you, girl. So she said, cheating is anything that he wouldn't dare do in front of her. The fact that he's sneaking and looking over his shoulder, he's cheating. If he wouldn't take that call with Mo with him, then he's cheating. LOL.
So you got the point across that he is cheating.
Absolutely, man. I just hope that it's not. I hope whatever it is, like I said, I hope it's just something he doesn't want on television. I hope it's not cheating. He just don't want to put the business on TV. Mm. And I understand and I respect that because they got like 30 cameras in there.
I would just say it's a drug dealer or something. Like, but I don't love my
tell me you love my
dispensary that much. So,
you love me. Yeah.
All right, and this part is game. So fun because Ace came through again with the questions, with the game. So three more questions for next week. Number one, if you could add three more hip-hop couples to the cast, who would you add? Cough, cough, Kirk and Rashida, LOL. Who would y'all add?
All right, let's speed round. Go.
Okay, T.I. and Tiny.
Oh, okay. I didn't think about them.
Yeah. They're not married, but as we see, marriage don't matter. So, Reginae and Lucci.
Okay. They will be lit.
I just want to get into their relationship because it's just still like
I am.
They lit.
I just want to get into it. That's all I said. And third, I couldn't think of a third when it comes to. I thought of couples, but like I can't think of any more bad couples. So okay, I'm gonna let you take it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I put T.I. and Tiny, of course, because we love to see them on TV. Fabulous and Emily.
Okay.
And Stevie J and Faith Evans.
Oh.
You trying to get him broken up and divorced again.
Exactly.
Stevie J don't do well on TV.
Actually, we don't need Stevie J.
We don't need him on TV anymore.
I think him and Faith are doing just fine.
Just be happy. Happy couples do not belong on TV.
Literally, that's why the second people I had.
But speaking of happy couples, I did just pick three happy couples for mine, so maybe they shouldn't be on there.
Yeah.
Number one, Gucci Mane and Keisha Kayore.
No, they not.
They're not going to do it, but just picture seeing them on TV. Picture
you're
Gucci on TV. Gucci.
You're right.
Bro.
Just a picture, because they were on my mind too, but I'm like, no, they too perfect.
And they look good. I pick couples that look good together too.
I love me some Gucci and Keisha now.
Number two is Karrueche and Victor Cruz, because Karrueche's nice on TV. I don't know. It would be interesting.
I think it'd be boring. Not gonna lie. I don't think it'd give me much. I think
it would be too notebooky.
Not really, because that's what we see on Instagram.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be nothing too interesting. It's not for ratings. I don't think it'd be.
I mean, not for ratings. Okay.
TV is ratings.
True.
Who's
and
your third?
They wouldn't have that much drama. Oh, my third one would bring the ratings for sure.
Uh-oh.
Nipsey and Lauren London.
I put them too, but I took them off because I feel like they
ain't they the same person? Ain't Karrueche and Lauren London the same person?
Hell nah, girl.
Jayla Glock, can you turn her mic off?
Please.
What?
Alright, so that's it for this week, y'all. Byron K and Sierra B. Stafford.
Yes.
That's fine. I'll be back next week.
If you didn't hear, she says Karrueche and Lauren London the same person. Like, she didn't see
absolutely
ATL.
Not. I appreciate their beauty separately, though.
Yes.
I mean, it's
love
them
both,
a lot of, like,
two different people.
Carol's daughter. And
all right, you know what? We're going to the second question, man.
Yes, next question.
He said, number two, how do you guys think you would do in the drills, and would you work well with your ex? I'll go ahead and go first and say.
I got a question about that. Why would they say your ex? Why would it got to be your ex? Why can't it be my partner?
We can open up. It could be either one, but I think the ex makes it more interesting because you did say you get along with your exes anyway, so hey.
I know.
But I think for me, I think I would do well in the drills.
On the show, I know exes, but okay.
I think I would do well in the drills because I'm competitive anyways, and like, I can work with anybody. If it comes to us winning a challenge, like, I can work with anybody, and most of my exes are super cool, too.
Yeah, I don't know if I would go to marriage boot camp, but I'm good at challenges, so I can probably do Big Brother. I don't know about marriage boot camp. I can't live in the room and try to figure out my issues with somebody that I can't stand the sight of. But luckily, I don't have that with any exes because they're all dead. I'm just kidding.
Marriage boot camp would be so freeing, though. It's like you can just let it all out, and they gonna probe you anyway. So you can just I think it would be freedom.
I would be willing because I'm all about working things out, and if you're trying, I'm gonna try. So
you're a problem solver.
Yeah, so I think I would think I would do good at it. And then if you make me mad, though, you are going to see the other side.
Are you also going to win a challenge, though, if you're mad?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Because I know how to put stuff aside to get what I need to get done. So.
Okay.
Look at that professionalism. I really think I can do it, like, honestly.
We're going to see.
All right.
Okay, try me, Blair.
and you basically said you don't even deal with your exes, so you wouldn't even do the challenge.
I know. Look.
She ain't even doing the challenge. All right, man.
We can't even put each other in the same category.
All right, man. So, number three, he said FMK, which is F, marry, or kill. So
starting with the girls.
Yep, starting with the girls. Waka, Fizz, and Carl.
That's yours?
Fizz.
No, that's for the girls.
Fizz to marry. Waka to kill, because Tammy going to kill me first. And who's that? Who else? Sean.
Yeah, Carl, Waka, and Fizz.
Oh, Carl. I can F Carl.
Oh, wow. Okay. So for the girls,
I can give them like a side hug. That's inappropriate to say about somebody.
Okay, well, disclaimer, I would never do this in real life, okay? But
right.
So for the girls, I put F Tammy. I put Mary Dom because I feel like she just ran around it. and kill Tiffany. No, no shades to me. I like her. It's just, I don't want to hear all that nagging.
Oh, my gosh.
Then I would do F. Drew, because y'all, I think Drew is just so cute. F. Drew, I would marry Sean, because he's just the man that's in the house, I feel. And then I would kill Carl, because he's just blatantly disrespectful, cheating. I'm boxed now.
He's out of there?
Yeah.
They all done probably cheated at some point. Out of there. They done all probably cheated at some point.
So that's my answer.
All right,
I am,
man.
So dead.
All right, so I would say, Tammy, Jessica Dime, and Tiffany. I would F Tiffany because there must be something good about that. If that's the only thing that keeps Fizz around.
Are y'all going based off the options she gave y'all? Oh, I did my own. I think that was her answers. I think that's what she would do.
Well, I'll just use these because they're right here then. So I would F Tiffany for sure because there must be something special about
all
that
right,
thing.
Drew, Big Draco.
I mean, yeah. I would.
And then I would marry Jessica Dime because she is a rider and I'll beat your ass, soldier. And I would kill Tammy just because, like, I love Tammy and I would F Tammy, but if I have to kill somebody, I would kill Tammy because I would kill her before she killed me.
Right. That's what I said. Kill Waka before she killed me, so.
Okay.
But we not no killers, but don't push me.
That part. We do not have murder on our mind, y'all. God. Just so you know.
Period.
Only money.
It is not there. But let's.
But thank you for that game, though. That was very interesting. So
that's
thank you
fun.
For that.
Keep asking us these questions, too. And if anybody has questions, ask us these things because we answer them for sure.
I'm just not cracking no egg over my head, so. Y'all can do everything else.
Maybe on the very last show.
Yeah, maybe on the finale. I'll bring an egg.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, give us something. Give us some spicy to do. Not too spicy.
Oh, I got something spicy. Some chili.
Something that's
peppers.
PG. Something PG for
the
cameras.
Yeah, something PG for the cameras that we should do. Whether it's the finale episode or next week.
That part. Speaking of next week, let's just get into these predictions then.
And now.
Oh, she changed it up. Okay.
It's always changing.
My mind is going through some changes with these predictions.
Well, you can start it off if you want, man.
I don't know. Listen. You know, I don't even know what's going to happen. Because from this preview, I don't know what...
Expect the unexpected.
Literally, I don't know. I feel like something's going to happen with every single couple.
What's their next challenge? Did they show us their next challenge?
It was censored.
Yeah, it was censored.
I think they're going to be in a cage with some bees.
What's a beast? wait, people, that was very random.
So you wouldn't be scared being in a cage with a bunch of bees zipping around?
No, I'm saying, where did that come from? Like, why would you think they're coming?
Because it was censored, but I saw like a cage. It looked like it was a cage.
But and why
I
gotta thought, be bees in
I
it?
Thought I saw things flying around in a cage. I really see things. So I thought I saw some bees or something.
Seeing stuff.
Okay,
my prediction is that there will be like something scary that they gotta deal with, something where they're gonna be like, oh no, this is too much. Oh, they're gonna sting
they
me.
They were crying again, so it's gonna be something crazy. Because I saw some
but
anger.
Whatever it is,
tears.
It's physical, though. So it's definitely a physical challenge, I think. So I think that's what's going to make them cry.
Okay.
What about you, Jay?
Well, y'all's minds are really, like, reaching. Y'all going to the test. But the only test that I'm thinking about right now is a lie detector test. It's almost time for that to happen. And I do believe that it's in good marriage boot camp fashion, since we've been there before. The splitting of the challenge, when they say, you know, only one of you or your partner can go.
That's the one.
Oh,
yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah,
it's
I remember it. Then they get to pick one person. But the lie detector comes after the challenge, though.
So, wait, you think they're going to pick who has to go on the lie detector?
Mm-hmm. No, they're going to pick who
Why
does
they both
the challenge.
Can't go? That ain't fair.
No, they're both, everybody's going on the lie detector, but they're going to pick, there's going to be a challenge before the lie detector. And then one half of each couple picks, like, okay, do you want to do this next challenge or do you want your partner to do it? And they get to pick.
It's going
to
be something very risky because, let me tell you, Tiffany was not happy with Fizz.
Oh, they're going to pull some strings.
I can't wait to see next episode.
Yes.
Episode 8.
Yes. And let us know what y'all think too. Please, please, please leave the comments down below. Let us know what you think. And
it's going to be.
As always, thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you catch us every single Thursday, same time, same place. And in the meantime, you can catch us online on social media at AfterBuzz TV. You can find me personally at Hero from the 90s and pretty soon HeroFromTheNineties.com. Also, you can catch me on our other show, Growing Up Hip Hop LA, that we also tape on Thursdays. J-Lo, where can they find you?
Oh my God. Well, I'm a hero from the 90s. I'm like 94 though. But you can follow me on Instagram and watch me flex it for y'all. Follow me at Who is J-Lo Rocks. That's 2X3 if you nasty.
Yeah. That. Hey guys, it's me, Sierra Stafford. You know you can find me at my Twitter at Sierra B Stafford and my Instagram Sierra Brenee, and of course with the lovely Barn right before this, Growing Up Hip Hop LA.
Bang bang, and that's it for us this week, y'all. We're gonna sign off, but until next time, stay blessed, stay beautiful, and stay buzzing. See y'all next week.
I love it.
Our founder Kevin Undergaro and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.